Sean. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Philip.
Now, O-type blood is, I understand, the most common blood type. Why has it fallen to such low levels in comparison to other blood types?
Yeah, a combination of factors. First of all, we're heading into the winter period where many of our regular donors unfortunately come down with the sniffles, be it cold or flu-like symptoms, and they're unable to donate and maintain those regular appointments. So, first of all, there is that. Secondly, from time to time, we do run low on blood types if there's been higher than expected demand. And for the last couple of months, we have seen higher than usual demand. And that can be for a number of reasons. But when you look at the fact that one in three of us will need blood at some point in our lifetime, it's pretty clear that it's needed every day and we need a constant flow of donors. So that's why we're currently calling on Australian donors or people who might want to donate and never found a reason to give it a go, to take the opportunity now to give us a call on 13 14 95 and see if they're eligible to give blood.
We will check that number and more details about giving blood up on the 2SER website when we do podcast this interview. Now, looking at O blood type, 39% of Australians do have O positive blood type. Why is that particular blood type so prevalent?
It's a really good question. There's a lot we don't know about blood types. However, what we do know is that they're largely linked to human history, like the evolution of human history. In Australia, we're predominantly O type. In other countries, they might be predominantly A or other blood types. So I guess that's the challenge. You know, we've got to collect for predominantly an O audience, but at the same time, if you look at A positive, that accounts for around another 30% of all Australians. So the reason O is so important is that O negative, which only accounts for about 9% of the population, is the only blood type that can be universally used in an emergency situation. So 100% of the population relies on 9% of the population's blood if they're ever in an emergency situation and a paramedic doesn't know their blood type and they need to give them a transfusion on the way to hospital, they'll be carrying and they will use O-negative blood. So there's always high demand for that. O-positive, you hit the nail on the head, around 39% of Australians have that blood type. And you might think, well, okay, it's quite common, we should have a large stockpile of it. But it also means that 39% of people in hospital requiring a blood transfusion are going to require O-positive blood. So the demand is equally as high as there are the number of potential donors out there. What we do know is that around about 9 million Australians on any one given day could be eligible to give blood. And at the moment, there's only about 500,000 doing so. So we know that there's an eligible pool of donors out there who currently aren't giving blood. If every one of those donors gave a donation, we'd probably never have to appeal to the public again.
Mm. That's a big burden, as you mentioned, for the O-negative population to carry. Now, with something like this, a very dire shortage of one particular blood type, what sort of contingencies are in place if we do run out of O-type blood?
It's important for your listeners to realise that when we say we have 2 days' supply, that's in the blood service fridges. It's normal for us to maintain, say, around 4 days' worth of supply. And when we notice that we're getting low, we don't include the stock that may or may not be sitting in hospital blood banks, and we proactively get on the front foot and call for donors. I'm really pleased to say we've so far had a very strong response to the call. Our contact centre was up by around 20% yesterday in terms of the number of inbound calls it has received from the public. So we'd like to say a big thank you to those who have already responded to the call, but just a reminder that we are looking for 8,000 donors over the next fortnight to come forward and donate. So there's still more work to be done, and if you are considering giving blood, please give us a call and find your nearest donor centre and the next available opportunity for you to give blood.
If you've just tuned into The Daily, we are speaking to Sean Nguanzo, spokesperson for the Red Cross Blood Service, about the critically low levels of blood, O-type blood in particular, left at the moment. Now, Sean, I understand sometimes you have to wait to donate blood or go during special periods if you're in an area when a donation van comes around. Is there a sort of O-type blood priority situation at the moment?
Yeah, if you call the blood service on 13 14 95 and let them know that you're either O positive or O negative, or think you might be because perhaps both of your parents are a particular blood type, they will definitely prioritise you and try to fit you in at an appointment that suits you at a donor centre that's convenient for you to be able to reach.
Mm. One final question for you, Sean. Now, you mentioned that there's a lot of eligible people in Australia who could donate blood who potentially aren't, and there's quite an imbalance, and that if everyone donated blood all at once, we wouldn't have to look for blood again for quite some time. Now, I've heard somewhere, and I'm not too sure how true it is there a shelf life for donated blood?
There is, yes. So for red cells, which is the part of your blood that gives it that distinctive red or maroon colour, we can store those, and they're good to use by hospitals for around about 40 days. The average time they spend on a shelf in Australian hospitals though is around 8 days. So that just shows you how often and how regularly those red cells are needed. Plasma, which is the liquid component of the blood, and when you remove the red cells from it, has a straw-like colour to it. A lot of that goes off to CSL to be manufactured into concentrated vials of plasma proteins that are really critical to helping people with immune deficiencies. That's in extremely high demand. Fortunately, that plasma can be frozen for up to 12 months, but the problem there is we're not always able to meet local demand for plasma to supply enough plasma to make all of those products. So we're always after new plasma donors too. And probably the product around long weekends or times when people tend to drop off, the one that we get really worried about is platelets. And that's the cell that's responsible for helping your body stop bleeding when you get a cut or a wound. Now that's fine if you graze your knee and you can see it, but for cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy, they lose the ability to make their own platelets, and they could suffer a very serious or life-threatening injury if they hemorrhage internally and don't have platelets to be able to patch up that spot of bleeding. So they regularly and routinely, while they're undergoing chemotherapy, need transfusions of all blood products, but particularly platelets. They only have a shelf life of 5 days, platelets. They can't be frozen or refrigerated, because what that does, it actually activates the platelets and they congeal, and then they're no longer good for transfusion. And it might surprise your listeners to know that while you can give platelets directly, the most common way of us collecting platelets is via a standard whole blood donation, and it takes a platelet component from four donations to make one clinical unit of platelets. So that means it'll take four donors to make one bag of platelets that can be transfused to one cancer patient. So, everybody out there knows someone who either is or has battled cancer and may have been through chemotherapy. And it just shows you how common the need is for blood products. Without that blood on the shelf, without it there, a lot of the people we know and love who have been on those incredible battles might not be with us. So if you would like to ensure the blood is there for you or a loved one when you need it, if you're able to, and not everyone is able to, but if you are able to or you think you're eligible to, please call us on 13 14 95 and make an appointment to get blood.
That's the number to call. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Sean, and good luck over the next few days with, I'm sure, the influx of donors you're going to receive.
No worries. Thanks, Philip, to you and your listeners. We look forward to seeing some of you down at our donor centres.